Brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas to you.
弟兄姐妹, 早安。
I hope that you and your families will have a joyous celebration of our Savior.
今天早晨, 我们希望大家能够, 跟我们一起享受今天的聚集。
We'd like to at this time dismiss the children to the children's worship.
今天早晨, 我们请, 孩子可以去儿童崇拜。
And I would ask the rest of you to open your Bibles to the book of John.
让我们打开我们的圣经, 翻到, 约翰福音。
And we'll be looking at John chapter 1, verses 9 through 14 this morning.
我们今天早晨来看约翰福音第一章第九节到第十四节。
And so what does it mean to celebrate Christmas?
到底为什么我们在这里庆祝圣诞节呢?
And you often will have heard that they've taken Christ out of Christmas or that it's become too commercial and that we mustn't forget the reason for the season.
我们常常要提醒我们自己, 现在的商业化的时代, 已经看不到耶稣在圣诞节的时候。
But there is something about giving and receiving gifts that can help us better understand and know what Jesus Christ has done for us.
但是呢, 其实是我们的人性, 当我们在给予, 在我们在接受的时候, 我们就可以, 被提醒, 主耶稣。
And as we celebrate Christmas, these next 2 days, I think that there's something that we can keep in mind that will help us as we receive these gifts to understand the gift of Christ.
在未来的两天, 我们庆祝圣诞节, 得到很多的礼物的时候, 可以帮助我们来记得, 主耶稣所赠给我们的礼物。
Giving and receiving is a natural way that we express our joy in the relationships that we have with one another.
施与受, 其实是我们一个很自然的方式来表达我们的感觉。
Parents love to give gifts to their children, and children love to receive them.
比方说父母亲, 送给他们的儿女礼物, 然后儿女呢, 也非常的喜欢接受从父母亲来的礼物。
And we have many examples of giving in the Bible.
那我们在圣经里面, 我们也看到许许多多给予的, 例子。
God was the very first giver when he created this world and gave it to Adam and Eve.
当神, 创造了这个世界, 把这个世界给了亚当和夏娃的时候, 这是第一个给予的例子。
When Christ was born, there were 3 wise men who came from the east to present royal gifts to him.
当基督诞生的时候, 从东方有三个博士来崇拜他, 赠送他礼物。
And so this idea of giving and receiving is what John borrows on in the opening of his gospel when he wants to tell us that God has given us a wonderful gift in his word.
所以当约翰在这里开始这卷约翰福音的时候, 他就用了这个例子, 就是这个给予跟接受, 来作为他开这个约翰福音的开端。
And so we'll be looking at John this morning to look at this idea of giving and receiving in order to deepen our understanding of what Christmas is.
所以今天早晨我们在这里看约翰福音的时候, 我们就可以看到这个给、这个施、这个受来更多的来了解圣诞节的意义。
And Christmas is my favorite time of year.
我最喜欢的季节就是圣诞节。
I don't know how the rest of your experiences of Christmas were, but for me, Christmas was a time when our family would all be together.
我不知道大家是怎么样, 但是对我来说呢, 圣诞节是我们全家可以来在一起的时间。
My father wouldn't be traveling for business.
那我父亲呢, 他会, 不需要再出差。
And we could spend time together as a family.
所以我们全家可以在一起团圆。
And even when it's not Christmas, I oftentimes listen to Christmas carols just to remind me of that wonderful time as a family.
就算不是在圣诞节的时候, 我也喜欢听圣诞节的诗歌, 用来提醒我, 哇, 圣诞节是多么美好的季节。
I also would watch as the pile of presents would accumulate under the Christmas tree.
那我也喜欢看圣诞树下面的 礼物一天一天的增加。
And as a young child, I'd try to like shake them or touch the presents and try to figure out what was inside.
当我还小的时候, 我就想要去摸摸看它, 把它摇一摇, 看它里面到底是什么。
And so, what if you got a gift kind of like this?
那我不知道大家如果收到这个礼物，像这样子的礼物的时候，你的感觉是什么？
This would be a wonderful gift. This is a Hyper Shocker mountain bike.
哦，这是一台非常好的这个 Hyper Shocker 牌的越野登山车。
And this is a Trek Madone SLR Generation 7 road bike.
那这一台呢是 Trek 牌的一台高级公路车。
Let's think a bit about how a gift like this could be received.
大家想一想，这样的礼物会大家收到的感觉是什么？
And think about how a 13-year-old would react upon finding a gift like this under their tree.
大家想一想，一个十三岁的男孩看到这样的礼物，他会多么的高兴
？Or maybe next to their tree.
或者是在树的旁边。
And compare that to how if you presented a gift like this to your grandmother.
或者是你想象一下，如果把这样的礼物送给你的祖母
，The response would be very different, wouldn't it?
我想他们的回应应该是非常不一样。
Because one has an interest in this kind of gift, and one does not.
因为呢，其中一个啊，他会非常的喜欢这样的礼物，但是另外一位可能就不这么想。
But let's go a little deeper.
那我们再来思考一下。
Suppose that you gave a gift like this to an avid cyclist.
若是你把这个礼物呢，送给一个非常喜欢骑脚踏车的人。
For example, our council member Jimmy, who's even now getting our lunch ready, is a very avid cyclist.
啊，比方说我们教会的执事吉米弟兄，他现在正在准备我们的午餐。他是一个非常喜欢骑车的人。
Let me tell you about the gift on the left.
所以我们看一下左边那一台越野登山车。
This Hyper Shocker has a padded seat for mountain biking.
这台登山车呢，它有啊软坐垫。
It has front and rear linear pole brakes,
然后有线性的刹车系统
and an 18-speed Shimano shifter,
还有18寸的变速
And this bike is available at Walmart for $148.
那这台车呢，你在 Walmart 可以买到啊，一台大概148块钱
To the right, you have the Trek with a carbon frame.
在右边这一台呢，你发现这台是啊 Trek 的公路车，它有这个合金。
And it has Shimano's wireless Dura-Ace Di2 electronic drivetrain.
然后呢，还有 Shimano 的这个无线的变速系统。
And this bike runs just over $12,700 at a specialty bike store.
那这台车呢，在特别的商店里面只要12,000多块钱。
The point here is that as you mature and learn, like someone like Jimmy would.You would be able to appreciate something in these bikes that other people would not.
这里的故事呢，就是说，当你在一些事情上面成熟之后，你就对脚踏车这种事情，你就会更加的珍赏。
And the bike on the right is the result of a lot of engineering, testing in wind tunnels, reduction in the weight of the frame in order to achieve the maximum speed.
像右边这一台高级的公路车呢，它有经过很多的实验，在风洞里面有各样的研发的，让它变得一台很轻的一台脚踏车。
This bike would not be good for me because they spend thousands of dollars in reducing the weight by just a few grams.
那又这台车呢，对我来说不是很好的选择，因为他们花了很多的研发的经费，只为了减少几公克的重量。
And I am overweight by many thousands of grams.
那对我自己来说呢，我已经超重了。
And so if I just go on a diet, I would save a lot of that.
所以我如果可以好好的来减肥的话，我应该是可以省很多钱。
But you see, the person who has been trained and understands the nuances of cycling can better appreciate that bike on the right.
但如果你是一个受过专业训练的车手的话，你对这样子脚踏车，我想就非常的喜欢。
And as we better grow and appreciate.Christ in our Christian faith, our Christmases will be more joyous.
当我们作为基督徒在里面一直的成长，一直的学习，我们也会对于这个圣诞节有更多的珍赏。
And so I would like this Christmas to point you to receiving God's gift.
所以我希望呢，今天啊，这今年的圣诞节能够告诉大家如何来接受从神来的礼物。
And this is just what John teaches us in chapter 1.
这个呢是约翰在第一章里面教导我们的。
How it is that we either receive the word or not?
不管就是说我们是不是接受神的话。
Now we've been going through the Psalms together in our combined services.
那我们在之前合堂聚会的时候呢，我们也读了诗篇。
And I would like to bring together Psalm chapter 19 together with this passage in John chapter 1.
所以我想呢，也请大家打开诗篇第十九篇，让我们跟约翰福音第一章来一起来看。
Now, whenever we bring different passages of the Bible together, one thing that we should always ask ourselves is, do these really fit?
当我们呢把圣经不同的篇章节拿放在一起的时候，我们就要来思考，他们是不是可以一起来读。
Why should we put together Psalm 19 with John chapter 1?
为什么我们要把诗篇十九篇拿来跟约翰福音第一章一起看呢？
And we're going to look this morning at three connections between Psalm 19 and John chapter 1 that should help us better understand what it means to receive Christ.
今天早晨我们要来看三个点，是这两处的经节它能够互相连接的地方。
And so I'd like to ask you all to rise as we read this passage together. We'll read it first in English, and then we'll read it in Chinese.
我请大家起立，今天早上我们一起来读这几处的经节。
John chapter 1 verses 9 through 14.Please read together with me. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音第一章第九到第十四节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他照，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Thank you. You may be seated.
请坐。
So the first connection we have is how John chooses to introduce us to Jesus.
我们要来看的第一个点呢，就是约翰他是怎么样子的来介绍耶稣。
You can see that he does this in a particular way. He does not call Jesus the Christ or the Messiah or the Lord or even the Son of God.
你可以看到在这里呢，约翰并不是称呼主耶稣，并不称呼主他是主或是弥赛亚。
Instead, he calls him the Word.
而是呢，他说他是神的道。
And this is something that only John does in the scriptures.
这是只有在约翰福音里面可以看见。
And what he tells us is that when the Word came into the world, that the world did not know him.
他这里要告诉我们的是，当这个道来到了世间我们世上的人却不认识他。
He came to his own, he came to his people, and his people did not receive him.
他来到自己的人中间，他来到自己的地方，但是自己的人倒不接待他。
But there are some who receive him, and John tells us that these he gave the right to become children of God.
但是呢，还是有一些接受他的人，约翰告诉我们呢，这些人就得到了权柄做神的儿女。
And so John characterizes Jesus as the Word.The Word of God.
但是约翰呢说耶稣是道成了肉身。
And that highlights the aspect that God has communicated to his people.
也就是说呢神要跟人 来沟通来交通。
And this is also the theme of Psalm chapter 19.
真的我们在诗篇第十九篇也可以看到同样的意思。
And so I ask that you turn in your Bibles over to Psalm 19.And we'll keep the John passage up on the screen, which would be more of a help to those of you who can read Chinese.
那我们来看诗篇第十九篇在你们的圣经上面来读到翻到诗篇十九篇，然后我们的荧幕上面我们仍然把约翰福音留在这里。
And you'll see that Psalm 19 is intimately concerned with God communicating with us.
在诗篇十九篇可以看到，就是神要想尽办法要与人来交通。
In verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God.
在第一节那里说，诸天述说神的荣耀。
The sky above proclaims his handiwork.
这个穹苍传扬他的手段。
Day to day pours out speech.
这日到那日发出言语。
Verse 4, their voice goes out throughout the earth.
在第四节那里看到他的言语传到地极。
And so Psalms is concerned with telling us how God speaks to us, reaches out to us, is trying to communicate with his creation, with his people.
在这里看到诗人呢，他要表达的就是神要一直想尽办法要来与人来交通。
In other words, the whole world around us is God seeking to help us understand who He is.
就看到说这个世界上的每一件事情都在提醒我们，神是如何的想要与人来交通。
And so all of creation, and then through the prophets, and then through the scriptures that were given, God was communicating.With the world, that the world might know who He is and receive Him.
所以所有的所有的圣经里面所说的话语然后神所要表达的就是他想要与人来交通。
And this is a consistent theme throughout the Old Testament as the prophets came and communicated with the people, and they would say things like, "Thus saith the Lord."
其实在整本旧约圣经里面都可以一直的看见同样的事情，许许多的先知要来想办法要把神的话语带到人的中间。
And this then brings us to the situation in John chapter 1 where God's communication, God's word has now become flesh.
而这一切呢，到了约翰福音第一章那里，我们就可以看见神他自己来，神的话他成为了肉身。
Jesus is the literal incarnation of God.
耶稣他是神道成肉身。
And so we see here that God has desired to reach out and communicate with his people, but then John tells us the tragic message. The world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
那我们看见这么好的一件事情，神要来到人间，神要与人来交通，可是却有一个很不好的结果，就是人不认识他，人拒绝他。
And so John chapter 1 and Psalm 19 are connected with this idea of God, his communication to us to prepare us to receive the word.
所以在约翰福音第一章和诗篇十九篇都告诉我们同一件事情，就是神要来与人来交通，神要人来接受他。
The second thing we can see that connects these two passages is how Psalm 19 describes this process of God's conversation with us.
第二个点呢，就是看到在诗篇十九篇那里描绘了神如何来与人来交通。
And so in Psalm 19, there are four distinct movements in how God speaks to us.
那在神来与人说话的时候呢，有四个行动。
And so keeping ourselves in this passage in Psalm 19, we see in verses 1 to 6 the idea that all of creation testifies to God.
那我们看到第一个部分呢，就是在第一节到第六节，看见这个诸天要来述说神的荣耀。
When the psalmist looks at the trees, when he sees the mountains, when the rain falls from the sky, all these things are God communicating.Who he is to his people.
当诗人看见外面的风景，看到天上下雨，看到外面自然界的一切，就可以看见原来神要与人来交通。
The wonderful hymn, Great is thy faithfulness, talks about how all nature proclaims to us who God is.
就可以看见这个世上的万物都在来为神做见证。
And so 1 to 6 is about how creation, or what we call general revelation,communicates to us about God.
所以在第一节到第六节呢，我们就可以看到这是一个一般性的一个信息，看见神要如何来与人来交通。
And then in verses 7 through 11, the psalmist turns to how God has directly communicated to us.
到第七节，第二段就是在第七节到第十一节那里，看见神是如何直接的来与人说话。
What we call special revelation.
就是一个特别的啊，特别的启示。
And here, all of creation, while all of creation has helped us understand God, God has communicated directly to us.
除了自然界的万物以外，现在呢，神他还要直接与我们说话。
And the culmination of God's communication to us is in the person of Jesus Christ, the Word.
这神一切的说话，就直到耶稣啊，道成肉身之后，达到了高峰。
And in verses 7 through 11, David speaks to us here about how he sees the goodness of God's communication.
在第七节到第十一节那里，啊，诗人大卫在这里告诉我们，他是如看到神律法的美好。
And this is what every Christian acknowledges.
这也是所有的基督徒他承认的。
That it is good what God has spoken to us, despite the fact that what he has spoken to us convicts us of sin.
所有的基督徒都承认，神对我们说的一切，他给我们的律法都是好，但是神给我们的律法也都定罪我们。
Because God's law is revealed in his word, but this is a law that we have transgressed.
那神所给我们赐给我们一切的律法呢，都让我们知道，原来我们都是啊犯了罪的人。
But although this law condemns us, we see that it is right and that it is good.
虽然这个律法呢定罪我们，但是我们知道这是好的。
And so we see here that God demands that we change, and we agree. Yes, Lord, we were wrong, you were right.
所以我们就看见，我们就知道神定罪我们，但是我们愿意有一个回应，就是说，是的，主，你是对的，我愿意改变。
As the psalmist says in verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold.
就像在第十节那里，啊，大卫说，啊，神的律法都比金子可羡慕，比极多的金金可羡慕。
And so you see here that the psalmist values what God has spoken, and he agrees that the transformation that he must undergo is good and desirable.
所以看见诗人在这里承认，他知道神的律法是美好，他也知道他自己必须要改变。
And this leads David into verses 12 and 13, where he asks God, "Help me to obey your law."
然后呢，最后我们要来看到第十二节、十三节那里，看见诗人说他。要神来帮助他来遵行他的律法。
Keep me back from presumptuous sin.
这个让我 不再犯罪。
Now, think about what's happening here.
大家想一想这里发生什么事呢？
How do you respond when someone corrects you?
当有人来指正你的时候，你的反应通常是什么？
When you were a child, how did you respond when your parents corrected you?
当你是小孩子的时候，当你的父母亲责怪你、责骂你的时候，你的反应是什么？
Or when you were in school, if you had a professor who pointed out errors that you made and gave you a bad grade.
或者是说你在学校里面，你的教授说你做得很不，你做错了，所以我给你一个很差的成绩。
Or at work, if a coworker or your boss noticed an error that you had made, how did you respond to that?
或者是你在工作的时候，你的同事、你的老板说你做错了，你做得很不好，你的反应是什么？
How did you respond? Did you say, yes, that's right, I've been doing this very wrong. Please watch me carefully and correct me every time I make a mistake.
所以你的反应难道是说啊，对不起，我真的是做错了，请你一直的继续指教我，继续的来指正我。
I want to do things just as you tell me.
我从今以后我要做我所做的每一件事情都是完全照你所吩咐。
But this is essentially what David here says to God.
这里呢，其实就是大卫对神说的话。
Your law is good. Keep me back from sinning against you.
你的律法是好的，然后保护我啊，不再犯罪来得罪你。
And then this brings him to the conclusion, the last part of Psalm 19.
这就带出了啊最后一个部分，就是诗篇十九篇的结论。
He has seen how all nature testifies to God. He has heard God's law to him, and he has seen the goodness of it.
大卫已经看见啊，世上的万物都为神做见证。他也看见神的话语啊，经历神的律法。
And so in verse 14, he says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer."
所以呢，在第十四节最后一节那里，就是大卫的结论，说：“耶和华，我的磐石，我的救赎主，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。”
And you see how that final verse of Psalm 19 brings it to a conclusion.
大家可以看到，在十九节第十九篇里面最后一节的第十四节是结论。
He wants his words and deeds to be acceptable to God, but he closes talking about a redeemer. He knows he has also sinned against God and needs redemption.
大卫在这里承认他是罪人， 他承认 他需要救赎主，然后他也愿意他的口中的言语、心里的意念都蒙神纪念。
And so both Psalm 19 and John 1 are concerned with God communicating to us and also with the idea of how we receive the word that God has given.
所以呢，在诗篇第十九篇，第十九篇，还有在约翰福音第一章，我们都可以看见，就是神要如何的来与我们交通，然后我们应该要如何的回应。
The third connection is how both Psalm 19 and the passage in John end.
那最第三个点呢，就是这两处的经节，它最后的结论是
，David asks that his thoughts, his deeds, his person.Be acceptable to God.
大卫呢，他要他口中的言语、心里的意念都蒙神垂听，都蒙神的纪念。
And that is also the desire of every Christian.
那也是我们所有基督徒所向往。
We desire restoration of communion with God, restoration of that relationship, restoration of the family that we have with God.
我们都希望我们能够回到神的交通里面，我们都希望能够回到神的家庭里面，能够与神有好的交通。
David asks that this law, this revelation that he has received from God, would transform him so that he would be like God, acceptable to God.
大卫他得到了这样的话语，他就向神有这样的心愿，他愿意被改变，然后像基督一样。
And so Psalm 19 ends with this idea that David.Transformed by God to one who has been kept back from sin and is now acceptable to God would be received by God.
所以诗篇十九篇就看见大卫他的经历，他曾经是犯罪的人，但是他认识了神的话，他就愿意要来到神的面前，蒙神的悦纳。
Do you see how Psalm 19 here starts or continues this line of this idea of restoration of the relationship with God?
我们从诗篇十九篇开始，我们就可以看见这个与神关系的恢复，它是一直的在进行。
And so Psalm 19 is pointing us directly to John chapter 1.
所以呢，诗篇十九篇其实直接的带领我们到约翰福音第一章。
Because the fruition of David's desire is found here.
因为呢，大卫在诗篇那里，他的心愿其实在约翰福音那里得到了实现。
But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
因为约翰福音第一章那里，我们看见信他名的人，神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And so here is this gift that God has given to us.
所以这里呢，我们看见神所赐给我们一个礼物。
It's a word, and it's a word that makes you a child.
这里我们看见神的道，我们看见这神的话，神的道，它让我们成为神的儿女。
And so I want us to think about this idea of giving and receiving. God has given the word, and the reception of the word something that transforms you to be a child of God.
所以我们看见这里有施，这里有受。施就是从把神把他的话语赐给我们，受就是我们接受他的话，成为神的儿女。
And this is both a serious warning, but also a wonderful promise.
这件事情呢，它除了是严厉的一个警告，但是它也是一个极大的应许。
I don't know how many of you follow news today.
我不知道大家最近有没有看新闻。
I sometimes avoid it because it just seems all the news in the world is very, very bad.
我有时候就不太想看新闻，因为每次看到的都是不好的消息。
What is the result in this world of humanity's continual rejection of God's word?
我们看见在今天的这个世代，当人在这里一直的在拒绝神的时候，会发生许许多多不好的事。
We see so much greed, so much violence, so much suffering.
我们看到许许多多的受苦，许许多多的贪婪，许许多多的暴力等等。
And it seems that as a people, as humanity, we have no answer to these problems which originate with us.
我们看见，我们似乎对于这个世上的问题没有什么答案。
In fact, so many of these world's problems come directly from who we are as people.
其实呢，这许许多的问题都是来自于我们自己。
An endless cycle of violence that never seems to end.
就好像那许多这个暴力的循环，好像从来不，好像不会看到有结束的一天。
And what that means is that humanity, you and I, must change.
其实呢，这就告诉我们，人类就像你和我，我们必须要做出改变。
What does it mean to be a child, to be a son or a daughter?
作为儿女是什么意思呢
？And there is one great difference between our time today.And the time in which Jesus and John lived.
那我们来思考一下，我们现今的世代其实跟当初约翰和主耶稣的世代是有点不太一样。
So my father is a geneticist.
那我的父亲呢？他是一个科学家。
I was a lawyer, and now I am a pastor.
那我是律师，那我现在做牧师。
And so I've chosen a career very different from him.
所以我跟我父亲的职业生涯是不太一样。
But in the time of Christ, almost everyone did exactly what their parents did.
那但是在主耶稣的那个时代呢，所有的孩子其实他们都是做跟他们父母亲一样的事情。
If your parents were a farmer, you would grow up and be a farmer.
如果你的父母亲呢是个农夫的话，你长大你就变成一个农夫。
If your father was a carpenter, you would be a carpenter.
如果你的父亲是一个木匠，你长大以后就成为一个木匠。
Your parents taught you their skills and their trade.
因为你的父母亲呢，把他们的手艺教给你。
And you would do the same for your children.
那你也会呢，把同样的手艺呢，再同样再传给你的子女。
And China at that time was very much the same way.
那中国在那个时代应该也是同样的情形。
And so there was a way in which you would be identified with the profession of your parents.
所以呢，你所从事的事情跟你的父母亲基本上是一样。
You do what your parents do.
你父母做什么你就做什么。
And so that is why, or that's the reason that Jesus calls the Pharisees children of the devil.
那也就是在那个时候，我们看见主耶稣说法利赛人他们是魔鬼的儿女。
It's not because he thought that they were literally born of the devil, but rather that they did what the devil does.
这并不是说这些法利赛人真的是魔鬼生出来的，而是说他们是做魔鬼所做的事情。
And he tells the Pharisees, "You are of your father, the devil."
他在这里告诉法利赛人说，你们就像是你的父亲，就像你的魔鬼一样。
Because you are trying to kill me, and so is your father.
因为呢，你们想要杀害我，就像你们的父亲一样。
So when John tells us.That we receive the right to become children of God. What is he saying?
所以当约翰在这里告诉我们，我们得到神的权柄，做神的儿女，这是什么意思呢？
He is saying that you will do the same kinds of things as God.
其实就是告诉我们，你会做跟神一样的事情。
The heart that drives your desires and your deeds will be the same as your father.
你的心意，你的意念就会跟你的父亲是一样。
So what is the scary part of this?
那这里让我们很害怕一件是什么的事情是什么呢？
There are many who call themselves Christians and who have been baptized in a church.
那有些人呢，他们自称他是基督徒，也受洗。
But who are not being transformed to be like Jesus Christ.
但是呢，却没有因着主耶稣生命得到改变。
And that person is not a child.
那样子的人呢，不是儿女。
But the great promise is that if you have received this word, received this gift from God, then you will be transformed to be like God.
但是好消息呢，就是当你接受了主耶稣，你就会被主耶稣来改变。
This life is a struggle now.
那这样子的生活呢，是一个有许多的挣扎。
We struggle with the warring desires within our heart.
我们常常呢，在我们的心里面有内心有许多的挣扎。
We have desires in our heart that lead us away from God, that lead us to sin against God.
那我们这样挣扎，要常常叫我们离开神，常常叫我们犯罪。
And yet we are also striving to honor God.
但是我们同样的，我们也会常常想要啊，来高举神。
And so for the Christian, life is a life of repentance.
所以对于基督徒来说呢，我们的生活呢，我们的生命就是一个常常悔改的生命。
Our lives are lives of transformation.
我们的生命呢，是要常常改变的生命。
And the great hope of Christmas and of receiving the word is that one day this struggle will be over.
那圣诞节一个最棒的礼物呢，就是这样子的挣扎有一天总会结束。
You and I will be done with selfishness, will be done with meanness, will be done with the self-centeredness that brings such suffering into our lives.
你和我总有一天不会再有自私，不会再有卑鄙，不会再有自己妄自菲薄，我们都能够来到神的面前。
We are being transformed into the image of Christ.
我们呢都能够被改变成为得到神的样式。
And as you follow Jesus Christ, the values of this world fade more and more into the background.
当我们在这里遵从主基督耶稣的时候，这个世界上的一切就越来越不重要。
Your joy and your delight when you think of Jesus Christ, when you sing these Christmas carols and remember the great promise that is being fulfilled.Increases and increases.
当我们在这里唱圣诞节的诗歌，我们就知道神给我们这极大的应许是越来越接近。
You become the kind of person that no longer puts God second behind career.
我们就成为了这个不再把神放在第二位的人。
It is your joy to come and fellowship and worship with God's people.
那我们来到神的子民当中来敬拜的时候，我们带着充满了喜悦。
Church is not just for when it's convenient.
去教会不是有时间才去。
But gathering with God's people is your joy.
因为呢，当我们在这里与神的子民一起聚集的时候，我们里面就满了喜乐。
And we have examples of this kind of transformation all around us.
我们当中有许许多多这样子的见证。
And I'd like to conclude with one example of that.
那我给大家一个结论，就是。
And there's a song that reflects the kind of transformation that must happen in our lives.
有一首诗歌呢，告诉我们，就是我们要需要的改变是什么样子的改变。
Now, I'm not very enthusiastic about songs that give us the wrong impression of the Christian life.
有一些诗歌呢，有一些时候我不太喜欢它给我们不正确的感觉。
But there is a song entitled "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus."
但是有一首诗歌呢，它叫做《我已经决定要跟随耶稣》。
That I think reflects what we must do in our lives.
其实呢，就是告诉我们，我们在我们的生命里面，我们必须要做什么。
But it is true also that these words literally oftentimes are not so true of us.
也同时呢，因为我们也知道，这样子的话语，有时候对我们来说也不是那么的真实。
I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. And yet, is it not true for you and I that so often we do look back?
我已决定要跟随耶稣，再也不回头。但是对我们来说，我们常常回头。
So the background of this song is that it is perhaps, it's difficult to find, but it's perhaps written by an Indian missionary, Sadhu Sundargar Singh.
这首诗歌呢，是印度的一个传教士，他的名字叫孙大信。
And he wrote this song by setting the words of Naksang, who was a man from the Garo tribe in Assam, India.
他这首诗歌呢是根据一个信徒的名字叫做拿克逊，他是印度阿萨姆邦的一个信徒。
And so Naksang and his family had converted to Christianity through the work of a Baptist missionary.
这个拿克逊呢，跟他的家人呢，因着浸信会传教士的帮助，成为了基督徒。
And the chief of his village was very angry with him.
就他的那个村长非常的生气。
And he demanded, "You must recant your faith."
他就对这个信徒说，你必须要改变你的信仰。
And when Naksang refused, the chief ordered him and his family to be killed.
当这个拿克逊他拒绝改变信仰的时候，啊，这个村长呢就下令要把他们全家都给处死。
His last words were reported to be, "I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back."
据说呢，他在人世间的最后一句话就是这一句：“我已经决定要跟随耶稣，再也不回头。”
And the reality is, in most of this world, Christians face enormous persecution.
实际上呢，在今天的世代啊。基督的信仰遭到很大的逼迫。
There have been more people killed for the name of Christ in the last century than the entire rest of the history of the church combined.
在过去100年呢，因着信仰而被杀害的人数超过在历史上的任何一个时段。
And we are even beginning to see more of the effects of that persecution in our own nation.
甚至呢，在今天，在我们自己的国家。我们都看到许多类似的逼迫。
Now I want to ask you a question. When people are faced with this kind of persecution that can lead to death, what is it that can hold them to faith?
所以呢，我今天要问大家一个问题啊，若是你因着你的信仰遭受逼迫，甚至有被处死的可能的时候，你的反应是什么？
They must see something. You and I must see something in Jesus Christ that is worthy of that kind of devotion.
我们必须要看见，主耶稣他有什么样的事情让我们真的是能够献上我们的一生。
Is it your career, your prospects that you must seek after all else, or is there something higher and greater?
你所追求的人世间的一切，你的职业，你的生涯是不是有一些事情是超过这些？
Can you and I see something and receive Jesus Christ in a way that will help us to stand against persecution?
你和我能不能看到更高的经历到更高的，能够让我们经历，使我们帮助我们来经历这些逼迫？
And so will we learn to say, "I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back."
所以有一天我们也可以说，我已经决定要跟随耶稣，不再回头。
So I'd like to ask everyone to rise and let's just sing this simple song together, and we'll sing it without the instruments.
让我们一起起立，我们来唱这首很简单的诗歌。
And we'll sing it first in English and then in Chinese.
好，我们来唱第一次我们以英文来唱，然后我们以中文来唱。
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
我已经决定要跟随耶稣，我已经决定要跟随耶稣，我已经决定要跟随耶稣，永不回头，永不回头。
Thank you. You can be seated.
大家请坐。
We'll now celebrate communion together, Pastor JJ.
让我们今天来庆祝让我们圣餐。